This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Danny, what's up?
It was fun to see Alex Ovechkin's little trick last night. He's got this one trick that he does. It's where he scores goals better than anybody else in the history of the game. Walking down Gretzky, please and thank you. It was nice to get a W in that one of the most famous arenas in the world, up there in that barn. I don't want to see the Rangers in the postseason, by the way. They scare me. Back to you.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's going to scare.
I guess that's a good point.
At this point, because the Caps will be heavily favored. They're probably going to be the one seed in the conference. A 1-8 matchup's always ominous. I don't know that there's a matchup right now on paper that I go, looking forward to that one. That's a sweep. But yes, the Rangers are particularly scary because Igor Shesterkin, their goaltender, who you saw make some splendid saves last night, robbed Ovi with his glove a couple times. He might be the best goaltender on the planet. And when he gets rolling and get going, he isn't having the best season. Connor Hellebuck is, even in the Eastern Conference. Logan Thompson is too, yeah. Has been marvelous. But Shesterkin, if he was to get hot in a playoff series, could take it away from you just by standing on his head. So, yeah, they'd be scary for that reason. And they've played the Caps tough. You know, certainly last night they came back and took a 2-1 lead for much of that game. The Capitals got the late Ovi goal, pushed the game to overtime, and then got the winner from Tom Wilson. I always love when Tom Wilson at Madison Square Garden makes Rangers fans unhappy. And by sending them to the exits with a loss that qualifies, let's not forget that it was Tom Wilson against all the Rangers going back a few years ago after they got really mad when he basically slammed one of their best players, Artemi Panarin, to the ice, and they put out the statement that it was this awful thing that he had done and this major issue that they took with him and basically asking for his suspension. Ever since then, he's just been a thorn in their side, and he lives rent-free in their heads. But last night, to score the winner against the Rangers,
you just
felt
hate
good.
That for them, don't you? Like those fans that didn't want to see that happen, and then it did. And they had to watch it. Oh.
I think the quote, by the way, back then was horrifying act of violence.
That's what it was. Great pull by you.
And then everyone got fired shortly after Tom Wilson beat up all the Rangers.
The horrifying act of violence led to horrifying acts of firing.
Right. He just got everybody booted from the organization. But let's talk Ovi for a second. So last night, goal number 32 on the season. He's got 6 in his last 6 games. He's heating up as he's getting closer here. This is absolutely happening. It is not a drill. Goal number 885 last night. And what I love about this is that these are important goals. It looked 2 years ago, even last year when they were scratching and clawing at this point to try to fight their way into the back end of the playoffs, it looked like Ovi was going to be hunting down Gretzky for a mediocre team and middling in the Eastern Conference that may or may not be a playoff team. And with their brilliant offseason and the acquisitions they've made and the coaching staff led by Spencer Carberry having been one of the best in the sport the last couple of years, they've turned themselves into one of the best teams in the league. And so Ovi, on his way to 40-plus goals, is doing it for a team that needs those goals in huge games and in big moments. I mean, he's got a ton. In fact, about half of his 32 goals this year, I think, 16 of them have come in the third period this season. Like, he scores massive game-tying, game-winning, lead-taking goals. And that was the case again last night with them down one against a division rival.
Second unit here. Mangiapane, McMichael, Frank, Chychrun, Ovechkin. And loose for Mangiapane off the draw. Loose there, and Ovechkin scores! Alex Ovechkin picks it up on the far side of the goal crease. That's goal number 885. 9:32 to go. He is 10 away from passing Gretzky. And the Capitals have tied it here in New York.
20 games left for the Capitals.
Mm-mm-mm.
Ovi has 32 goals in 46 game played this season because of his injury. So if you do some quick math, Danny, he's averaging about 0.7 goals per game. If he averages a half goal per game, he falls off the rest of the way, he will still pass Gretzky.
Just stupid. And last night showed that, again, he's not the bull in a china shop that he was, but you still saw everything on display on that goal. And let me go into it for a second. The ability to drive through and be stronger than the opponent, right? Somebody's trying to hold him up, and he's got that, I'm going to where I'd like to go, please and thank you. You're welcome to come along for the ride, but I'll be getting to this spot. Thank you very much. Then the dexterity to do a fine motor skill while you're still driving, right? While you're tightening up and pushing as hard as you possibly can to move yourself into position, then the fine motor skill, but also the strength to break through a couple different, you know, stick lifts and checks and things that are happening right there to deter the progress of a stick through the puck. And he's got enough touch on it to put it in the exact right spot. There it is in a nutshell. The reason he's going to pass Wayne Gretzky for the most goals ever scored in this league. All in one play. And I know it wasn't the beautiful, tic-tac-toe snipe from the office or one of the classic goals that's going to go on the career highlight reel when you look back, you know, when they do that video in 15 years when he comes back to Capital One Arena and it's like, let's remember Ovechkin's goals. You'll have the one on his back and this snipe and that shot and this, you know, bullet pass to goalie. But that, to me, is how he's still doing this. It's not always going to be the pretty one. It's not always going to be the tic-tac-toe or the beautiful skating, taking on a defender, etc. This is how you morph and change and turn yourself from one player into a brand new player almost that's getting these gritty, grimy, necessary goals for your team to tie a hockey game when you're in a playoff race. It's remarkable.
The heat map has changed for him.
Yeah.
You know, he gets the goals from in front. He gets ricochets and redirects with his stick. He also bangs home rebounds. They move him around on the power play way more right now this year than they ever have, certainly over the last 10 or 12 years in terms of him lining up at the point and taking some shots centered up from the cage, not just standing in his traditional office, to your point. But the Caps now winners of two straight thanks to extra time, the shootout, and then the overtime win in their last two contests. What's interesting is, remember they'd lost three in a row?
Mm-hmm.
And people were saying, oh, they're taking on water, they're hitting a little bit of a skid. Do you realize over the last 10 games played for every team in the Metro Division, nobody's gained ground on them? They're 6-3-1 in that time. There's not a single team in the Metro that has been better during those 10 games than the Capitals. So nobody's gained. They're still 12 points up on the second team in the division, Carolina, and 14 up on the next team down, the Devils. They're basically running away with the Metro Division. They are 9 points up on anybody in the Eastern Conference right now. And after last night, they have the most points in the NHL tied with the Winnipeg Jets. So if you want to get bothered by the three straight losses, you could do that. Those are the dog days. Those types of things are going to happen when you're playing with your food and you just don't have a lot on the line in some of these games with the season now 20 games from expiration. But they're tied for the best team in the NHL right now as they barrel down the stretch. By the way, before we move on to the Commanders, I want to say really quickly, the NHL trade deadline is tomorrow. 3:00 Eastern. So we're just under 25 hours away from the deadline. I do not want them to do anything significant. I love this dressing room. I think this is as good a group as they have had in a long, long time. My bell's missing, so I can't say the word.
There's a bell right here. Hold on, I got you. It's coming to slide it across.
Just throw it to me.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The brotherhood is exactly where it needs to be at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to cost anybody minutes to bring someone in here and upset the chemistry that they have. If there's a place that they could make a move, the only thing that I would sign off on is a one-for-one Lars Eller, their current third-line center and former Stanley Cup champion. They sent him to Pittsburgh, and he came back here. Now he's with the Capitals again. You could take him off of the third line, acquire a third-line center in a deal where you just give up draft picks, put that player in with Mangiapane and Ethan Frank, and Ethan Frank will become Ryan Leonard, their best prospect at Boston College, who's going to be their starter on the third line in the playoffs, in my opinion. Because that line is giving them next to nothing at this moment. It's not like it's every shift is bad, but in terms of points and production,
you're not getting much.
Mangiapane, a $5 million player, has been a little bit disappointing here of late. They need to get more out of him. I think you could probably do better on the trade market than Eller if you wanted to. But even that is a little bit of a gamble to tweak anything about this roster. But I would be okay with that. Otherwise, I'm not really that interested. I like Ovechkin, Strome, and Protas as a top line. I think they're excellent. I love their second line. It's their best line. McMichael, Dubois, Wilson. And by the way, PL Dubois has been unbelievable. What a move that was. They were right. Everyone else was wrong. He is so damn good defensively. He should be in the conversation as the best defensive forward. They line him up against the other top teams, best player night in and night out, and ask him to go to work. And then the fourth line's terrific. Right now they've got Taylor Radish playing up on the third line to try to get more. But normally that's Duhame, Dowd, and Radish, and that line is excellent. It's actually their third line. Everyone says they need a third line center, as I'm saying. Really, Dowd's their third line center, and they use that line thusly. But I will allow for one Sminer move. Sminer? One?
Sminer. Super minor. That's how you combine the two.
Small and minor.
Yeah,
very
small and minor. Sminer.
I'm only accepting one Sminer move from Brian McClellan and company. But I just love this group. And by the way, last night, Charlie Lindgren, fantastic. That's your backup goalie.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal.
You bet
goalies basically steal games with big saves back-to-back nights.
What was the name of that the Orioles player that took over for Cal Ripken at third base? Ryan?
Sminer.
Sminer. That's what I was trying to think of.
Are you looking for Ryan Sminer?
Ryan Sminer. Dunk contest winner, Miami Heat, nicknamed Baby Jordan, Harold?
Sminer.
Sminer.
If you're not in the major leagues, where do you play?
Sminers?
I think you are.
The Sminers, right?
Yeah. Low A, high A, double A,
rookie
or triple
ball,
A.
Rookie ball, Sminers, yep.
Minor league baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Former Braves pitcher Mike
Sminer went to Vanderbilt.
That's right. That's
former
right.
Top five
mm-hmm,
pick.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there a team mascot? I'm trying to think. Remember, it's not like UNC Charlotte. It's like an aggregator. Not an aggregator. What's the word I'm looking at? Like an agricultural school.
Oh yeah.
Where you're looking to like you're digging in the earth. You are like. What's
Would you be
thing?
Smining?
Yes, because you're a Sminer.
You're the Sminers.
The Sminers.
That actually makes a lot
mm-hmm.
of sense. One. Very Sminer move is what I will accept.
But Sminer.
Is that crazy to you?
No.
I mean, why? This washing machine is cleaning clothes beautifully. Do we really need to take out the wrench?
I'm devil's advocate because I'm agreeing with you. I'm going to triple stamp your rubber stamp, Lloyd. Is there anything to the idea that some of the analytics aren't as kind to them as truly and honest to goodness the best team in the NHL? They've been getting away with some stuff and they're not playing their best hockey right now. Right, they're not playing as well as they were a month ago, which is natural, normal, that happens.
But expected, I would say.
Is there anything to the idea they might actually need an injection of life to get through a playoff series?
I think the injection of life is the stretch.
Is Leonard?
Well, no, is the stretch in the playoffs. You know, that's your injection of life. Right now you have 20 games left, and how much of the tank are you going to empty when you've got a 12-point lead? So you're doing a little mixing and matching. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're kind of seeing it with the coaching staff and the players. Now, I will say there's a couple too many careless moments. Last night, they had their 11th.
It's so many.
11th too many men on the ice penalty. And it was kind of just a, I hate to say lazy, but a moment where, what, get off the ice, Ferravari. What are you doing? And you could see, I mean, Carbs does not get that upset on the bench.
He was
apoplectic, mm-hmm. and he should have been. Within reason, I totally get that. But, like, defensively, as an example, I would not do anything. Sandin and Carlson, working well together. Ferravari and Roy, awesome pair. Chychrun and Riemsdyk, Van Riemsdyk,
yep,
tremendous. I'm not touching that. So you've got to find to me where you're going to get better without anyone in the room getting bothered. Remember when we were talking to Drew Storen and Tyler Clippard years ago,
yeah,
about the Papelbon trade, where they go get Papelbon and a bunch of roles shift. And they didn't really boot anybody that mattered from the bullpen, but everybody's job changed when they felt like they were doing pretty well, and it really ruined the bullpen and the chemistry in the clubhouse a little bit, as we would see.
Why? What happened? A Sminer incident.
If choking a player in your dugout is Sminer, that was extremely Sminer.
That was very Sminer.
But, yeah. Can't wait for another one. Can't wait to watch the Caps again. Ovi now 10 from surpassing and 9 from tying Wayne Gretzky.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.